This recording, Florida 17, is copyright the International Dialects of English Archive. Comic at Secure is copyright Douglas N. Onuroff, Jill McCullough, and Barbara Somerville.
Comic at Secure. Well, here's a story for you. Sarah Perry was a veterinary nurse who had been working daily at an old zoo in a deserted district of the territory, so she was very happy to start a new job at a superb private practice in North Square, near Duke Street Tower. That area was much nearer for her and more to her liking. Even so, on her first morning, she felt stressed. She ate a bowl of porridge, checked herself in the mirror, and washed her face in a hurry. Then, she put on a plain yellow dress and fleece jacket, picked up her kit, and headed for work. When she got there was a woman with a goose waiting for her. The woman gave Sarah an official letter from the vet. The letter implied that the animal could be suffering from a rare form of foot and mouth disease, which was surprising because normally you would only expect to see it in a dog or a goat. Sarah was sentimental, so this made her feel sorry for the beautiful bird. Before long, that itchy goose began to strut around the office like a lunatic, which made an unsanitary mess. The goose's owner, Mary Harrison, kept calling, "Comma, comma," which Sarah thought was an odd choice for a name. Comma was strong and huge, so it would take some force to trap her. But Sarah had a different idea. First, she tried gently stroking the goose's lower back with her palm, then singing a tune to her. Finally, she administered ether. Her efforts were not futile. In no time, the goose began to tire, so Sarah was able to hold on to Comma and give her a relaxing bath. Once Sarah had managed to bathe the goose, she wiped off her cloth and laid down on her right side. Then Sarah confirmed the vet's diagnosis. Almost immediately, she remembered an effective treatment that required her to measure out a lot of medicine. Sarah warned that this course of treatment might be expensive, either 5 or 6 times the cost of penicillin. "I can't imagine paying so much," but Mrs. Harrison, a millionaire lawyer, thought it was a fair price for a cure. Growing up in Orlando. Okay, so there's a bunch of stereotypes about people who live in Orlando. So I think the biggest misconception is that you're at the theme parks all the time. That, you know, you must go to Disney every day. I mean, we all grew up with that. Which is kind of annoying because it's like I've been to Disney most people, myself included. We've gone to Disney a handful of times. You know, it's super expensive and super crowded, and that's always kind of a pain. And then what's really cool about growing up in Orlando, and you don't see it as much anymore, but luckily with SpaceX kind of in the state now, is that, like, I remember as a little kid going outside, and because everything's so flat, you can see the space shuttle going up. And, like, it was really amazing. My parents would wake me up early for those night launches where, like, it's just this big, huge ball of flame. And it makes you feel, like, real. Like, even as a kid, it just made me feel so small that this thing was going up into space. I really loved that.